Besseron News. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears.
The voice of former President Jimmy Carter reading from Psalm 18 in Plains, Georgia in 2015. The former president died yesterday at the age of 100. Carter Center's senior advisor Linda Neumann says Jimmy Carter simply wanted to help people.
He focused both on health and peace, and he understood that you need both for society to thrive. And second, he really looked to the people at the end of the road. So we weren't just dealing with presidents and prime ministers, but with those people who were most in need of help. And for him, it was all about human dignity.
Funeral services will be held for the former president in Washington on January 9th, with burial next to his wife, Rosalind, who died in 2023 in Plains, Georgia. Finland has found anchor marks on the Baltic seabed following cable damage on Christmas Day.
The S-Link 2 power cable, which transmits energy from Finland to Estonia, went down on December 25 after a rupture. It had little impact on services, but followed earlier damage to two data cables and the Nord Stream gas pipelines, both of which have been termed sabotage. Finnish police investigator Sami Pela says his team has a preliminary understanding of how the anchor mark was created there, but he stressed the question of intent will be clarified as the investigation progresses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. official says arrests for illegally crossing the border from Mexico in December are little changed from a month earlier. They're hovering near the lowest level since July of 2020. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 418 points, the Nasdaq dropped 235. This is SRN News. Canada sends gender advisors to Ukraine.
And to Poland and to Haiti and everywhere the Canadian military is serving. A new government report states that in Poland, for example, quote, a task force gender advisor was involved in all aspects of this training mission and supported the local defense attaché in connecting with local and Ukrainian-based non-governmental organizations and interested parties. Critics say taxpayers shouldn't foot the bill for Canada to export the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Violence against Christians in India is on the rise. The United Christian Forum is urging the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch a formal investigation of a problem that spanned decades. According to UCF data, attacks on Christians numbered about 130 in 2014. This year, there were almost 750, and the agency says many more probably went unreported. This is SRN News. The investigation into the cause of Sunday's plane crash in South Korea continues as officials examine the debris at the scene. BBC correspondent Rupert Wingfield Hayes reports a bird strike is one cause being considered.
A bird strike is when a plane flies through a flock of birds and some of the birds get ingested into the engines, and they can then cause the engines to stall or indeed to flame out, to lose power. That can cause a very dangerous situation, but it doesn't normally end up in this sort of crash. So it's apparent that there are more factors involved here. Why did the plane land without deploying its landing gear? Why was it a belly landing? Why was it landing so fast?
South Korea's acting President Choi Sun-mok has declared 7 days of national mourning. Authorities plan to investigate along with U.S. aviation giant Boeing. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.